Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, and today's recording date is Sunday, May the 24th, 2015. That was David Bowie singing Golden Years. And it's so interesting to see the lyrics to these songs and how they seem to correlate with that which we are speaking about, golden years. Don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere, angel. You and I are the angelic beings, that we were made lower than the angels by emplacing the angelic spirit energy, masculine, feminine, into the flesh. Look at that sky. Life's begun. Oh, look at the sky. Look at the golden sun. Golden years. Golden sun. Life is begun in the sky, for the sun, after the Big Bang, pulled on those waters. This is the science that Yahushua Christus in St. John chapter 3, verses 3 and 5, I believe it is. But born again, born of the water, born of the spirit. We must understand our original birth is in the Big Bang and the pulling of the sun on those waters 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago and transforming those waters. We went through the transformation process. This is the beginning of our life collectively as the physical, visible, mass, matter, material universe 13.7 billion years ago, beginning of the Big Bang. Look at the sky. Life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Whoa. Now, night is darkness. Warm. Why? Why is the night warm? Because we were in the womb. We were in utero. We were in the warmth of Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe, that womb from whence we were born from and out of at the time of Big Bang. The night, the days are young. The days are young. Why are the days young? Because the sun, which begins day, is born 13.7 billion years ago, but the darkness preceded 13.7 billion years ago, and the darkness from whence we all came is eternal. Therefore, the days are young. Come get up, my baby. There's my baby, lost, that's all. You and I are lost. We know not of our original origins, our original reality. We know not of our original identity. We know not the reality that the Almighty knew us even before 76 trillion years ago, before we were in utero. There's my baby, lost, that's all. Once I'm begging you, save her little soul. Golden years. So the golden years, the golden sun, the power of the sun to save the soul by us, by our scientific examination of how the sun put on those waters. We're going to repeat and repeat and repeat till we get this science so ingrained in our brains as neuropaths, habits, that it would be automatic. So the sun poured on those waters, sisters and brothers. After the big bang of light, which is the sun, and sound, the sun causing all that noise, as the word of the Almighty, as the logos of the Almighty, the word makes a sound. The neutron in the sun, in the atom, is the logos, the word making sound. The sun disk in general causing the light, but all of that caused by the most powerful, hidden, and unseen reality that is the darkness of the universe, the Almighty Father God of the universe, dark water matter, and the accompanying Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe, dark spirit energy. So the sun pulled on those waters, pulled on those energies from the darkness, and transformed those waters. That's you and me being transformed. That's you and me being purged. That's you and me being purified. That's you and me going through the original birth process of the mass, matter, material, physical, visible universe. This is the virgin birth and immaculate conception, because no human being that is a human being after all of that process had anything to do with that birth process in this form. Meaning, the form that we hold now did not have anything to do with that original birth process. But you and I, as the Elohim, in our original form, had our part to play in the birthing, because the child must do the part of the child to come through the vaginal tract that is sacred and divine, and come through the vaginal tract and begin to breathe. So this song is just deep, sisters and brothers. I guess I could fill up the next portion of this 30 minutes teaching off this song. So the soul is saved because we have gone into the science. We have reawakened this reality in our consciousness. We are transforming. We are purging. We are lifting the dross and the gross matter. The system has emplaced in our brains, on our brains, in our consciousness, on our consciousness, all of the hatreds, all of the enmity and the animosities and the jealousies amongst the human family, so that the wicked ruling class can continue to rule over all of us and over the earth. It's time to lift the dross, the gross matter, that filthiness that is destroying our consciousnesses, so that we may be qualified to be the leaders and rulers in the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. The earth without form, void, and darkness upon the face of the deep. The word darkness is this word in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H 2822. Hoshech.
Hoshech. Hoshech, masculine noun, is defined as darkness, obscurity, darkness, secret place, dark place of Hades. Now, Hades and Sheol and hell, these three words are synonymous, describing the original state of the universe as a fire, hydrogen, water. But that has not been activated yet. The space is yet empty. This fire, hydrogen, water is the dot in the middle of the circle, not activated, space yet empty. This fire, plasma, black, blue, dark, water, seed of life, germ of life, not activated. Therefore, the space is empty. The root of that word is this word.
Strong's H2821. Chashach. Chashach.
Is a verb defined as to be or become dark, to grow dim, to be darkened, to be black, to be hidden. Now you and I have been given an absolute bad thought as it concerns darkness. But this darkness is the womb. And this darkness is the potential matter from whence we come. So the original reality of darkness is not evil. But now when you, as the wicked ruling class and families, deny people knowledge and wisdom, deny people the natural process of birthing, which begins in darkness. Darkness is the incubator, full of warmth, full of heat, which is why Sheol is used, which is why Hades is used, which is why hell is used, and fire is associated with these words, which are descriptive of the same reality of the womb as an incubator to facilitate the coming together of life and our lives as the baby unborn Christ and members of Christ's mystical body. And the scientific Christ is the unborn sun disk, which at this time is unborn, but will be in utero after 76 trillion years ago. So when the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families see that the people are attempting to begin the birth process, which begins in darkness, and then the finality is the birth and the big bang of light and sound, the birthing into light and the birthing of light and sound, when the wicked stop us from the process and keep us in the dark and disconnect us from the second trimester and the third trimester of development in the incubator of Sheol and Hades, the lowest regions of the earth called Sheol and Hades, an incubator. When the wicked stop us in the darkness and keep us from developing, then the darkness becomes misused, misapplied, abused. And now you have a person, a human being, that is confused because the truth is obscured. The truth is concealed. The truth is hidden. Originally, if you look at this birth process, you have to keep that which is coming to birth hidden and unseen from all that are already born, because you don't want any chicanery to be done. You want to hide what you are giving birth to, even your ideas and your thoughts and your concepts. If you have an idea whose time has not yet come yet, but you're growing the idea, you're looking, let's say you want to open a grocery store. Well, you think on that idea. You think of all that will go into the idea of creating a grocery store and a grocery store chain. You think of the monies involved. You think of the materials involved. Maybe you have to build a building. Maybe you can purchase an already existing building. Either way, you have to totally think that whole idea through from A to Z. And you are not quick to reveal your plans to any and everyone. You keep your plans a secret, hidden, concealed. That's the proper use of darkness, because something is coming to birth. And if there are complications that can destroy that birth process, you want to mitigate against those complications. You want to do, oh man, that which is called, there's a word used that describes prenatal care. Prenatal care. Care given to the baby, the idea, the child, the thought, that baby idea. You give care to that child before the actual birth. You get your checkups. You take whatever medicine you might need to take. You take precautions. You make sure and ensure that the environment around the pregnant woman or your pregnant mind is cleaned and purified, that there is nothing that will complicate that birth process and destroy that birth process. This is the proper use of darkness. Now, in the Jesenius Hebrew Chaldee lexicon, this definition of darkness is further defined as being used of the light of the sun. Then it says of the earth. All right, so we're talking about the scientific Christ as the sun disk. In utero, in darkness. But we are yet talking about that time before utero, when the space was yet absolutely empty. But if you look at the time of in utero and the fact that the sun renders from those waters the time-space continuum physical visible universe that fills the empty space with physical mass matter material, then even the in utero time of before 13.7 billion years ago can be seen as the empty space. So, earth without form, void, and darkness upon the face of the deep. Darkness was upon the face. And the phrase upon the face is this word in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H6440, Panim, Panim, Gesenius Lexicon, Penuel, Penuel, second entry, Peniel, Peniel,
is a masculine noun defined as the face, the presence, the person, the face of seraphim or cherubim, the face of animals, the face of the surface, before and behind, toward, before time. In front of, before, in the presence of, in the face of. So if you look at the front of the time, before time, we saw that one of the definitions is from before time. This is the key. In front of and from before time. Before the face. Before time. So before the time-space continuum, before the birth of the sun, before the Big Bang of 13.7 billion years ago, in the time frame of 6 trillion years ago, which is an estimation into time before time. See, we're keying in meticulously to this period of time that is before physical time, that is primeval time and primordial time, time before time, God's time, Goddess time. See, the time for the child does not begin until the actual birth of the child. So in utero is yet time before time. This scripture is so meticulous, sisters and brothers, so scientifically meticulous. Darkness upon the face of the deep. The word deep is this word, sisters and brothers.
Strong's H, 8415, Tehom.
This word is a combination masculine, feminine noun. The deep, the depths, the deep places, the abyss, the deep, the sea, the deep of subterranean waters, meaning underwater, the deep sea, the deep abysses of the sea, the primeval ocean, deep, deep depth of river, the abyss, the grave. Now, I'm going to see if I can do what I want to do in my mind. But we're talking about these original waters. This is keying us in to the original waters from whence we all come. Fire, hydrogen, waters. If you say before the forming, that's before utero, that's before 76 trillion years ago, that's the circle with the dot in the middle, that dot in Sheol, in Hades, which is filled with the hydrogen, fire, water, seed of life from whence we come. The hydrogen atom is fire, water, at one period of time, 76 trillion years ago, begins the in utero phase, and the fire water is activated. This deep waters, this subterranean waters, the state of the universe before the Big Bang, these waters from whence we come. St. John chapter 3, verses 3 and 5, we must be born again, born of the water, the same water that we are looking at here, that is masculine and feminine, because we're combining the womb that is Hades and Sheol, the belly, that's the feminine, with the actual water that comes from the sacred divine masculine, that is the hydrogen atom, that is the fire water hydrogen atom, the water from whence we come. These deep waters, the space is deep, the space empty is deep space. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that you could not measure that space because there was no physical space to measure. You can actually measure the physical portion of the space, but there is a thought that you cannot measure the empty space, the space that was before time, the deep waters, the deep abyss, the deep sea, the primeval ocean, meaning the original time frame. Let me see that word primeval. You have primordial, which is the original order, and primeval has to do with the original time, which is time before time. Primeval, relating to the first age, especially of the world, So the first age of this universe, the world, the universe, is before 13.7 billion years ago, before the Big Bang, before the physical time-space flesh mass matter material continuum. Now, there's a concept here. The abyss, the grave. Now, I'm going to go ahead and go into something that I have been holding for a long time. The word abyss comes back up in the Greek language under G12. Abyss, I think is how you pronounce it, is a feminine noun, feminine noun, bottomless, unbounded, the abyss, the pit, immeasurable depth. Did we not say that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said that before the Big Bang, that the space empty could not be measured? And right here in the definition of abyss is immeasurable depth, which means you cannot measure the deep, the depth of these waters. Also defined, orcas. Now, orcas, if memory serves me correctly, has to do with oaths and promises. In these waters where the Almighty knew us before we were formed in the belly, we made a promise to the Almighty. After the Almighty taught us the principles of existing and living for all, Yahuwah Haya, we made a promise that we would liberate the human family. That's Orcas, and I think Dorcas as well. That's the Orcas portion. The very deep gulf or chasm in the lowest parts of the earth, used as the common receptacle of the dead and especially as abode of the demons. Now, you would think this is terrible, but it is not. Now, the chasm, we're going to get into the word chasm at a later time, but the word chasm is a part of the etymology of the word Christ, having to do with the universe as the circle, the original state, the circle empty, the state of the universe originally, the circle is empty, the space is empty. But looking back in this time frame, keeping in mind we must be born again and transformed and the gross matter lifted, we must deal with our demons. See, when we do not use our love, our energy for love, when we use the energy for other than love, that is unused energy, unavailable energy, which is referred to in the scientific world as entropy, because unused, unavailable energy turns into disorder and chaos. And in religion, the demons are the cause of disorder and chaos. So we examine ourselves. We are truthful with ourselves. We see that our love energy is not being used for love. And now the human family has fallen into almost disrepair. Full of disorder, chaos, full of entropy, full of demonic mentality, the dross and the gross matter. And so we have to deal with this entropy. We have to deposit the entropy, the disorder, the chaos, the demonic mentality into the abyss, into the immeasurable deep, so that we can mitigate against the entropy and the disorder and the chaos. The entropy, the disorder, the chaos has its place and must be used to propagate life. A narrative on Solomon building the temple, in short, teaches us that we must use our demons, take the demons captive, take the disorder and the chaos captive, and channel that energy back into love and use that energy to propagate life. Take hold of your demons. Put them in the deep, the abyss of yourself. You are made of the same water from whence we came, the same deep water that we're talking about, the same abyss that we are talking about. Earth, air, fire, and water. The fire is Christ. The water is the waters of noon, the original waters that we come from, the deep, the abyss from whence we come. So we take those demonic energies, disorder and chaos, put them in the deep, the immeasurable depth within ourselves, take control of that energy, and use that energy for the good. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie I people.